Wow, what a Monday again. You know, this week I'm really thrilled about a video series. I've been thinking about this for years and I finally got it done. And the truth is, if I hadn't done it today when I did it, it might not have been as good of a job. I'll tell you. See, I can't tell you the number of things over the last week or two have been delayed, and then things ended up happening at the proper time that they should have happened anyway. Well, you know, you got to do something and you just feel like you got to get it done. And it's like, I got to get this done now. Like it needs to have been done yesterday. Yeah. Well, maybe it didn't need to get done yesterday. Maybe it's not supposed to get done till tomorrow because something will come along that you didn't know yet. And so, a couple weeks ago, Roy, you and I had to have a conversation with some people and we weren't able to because those people were not available. They were busy doing things. But then a few days went by and all of a sudden we got some other ideas for some other alternatives, you know, that we should be talking about with that person anyway. And then after that, all of a sudden that person shows up unannounced. And so now we actually have the real stuff and the better alternatives to talk about, and that person made it anyway. So as much as we thought something had to get done right now, it actually didn't have to get done then. It would have been probably a problem if it had gotten done at that time. So I did a video introducing photo editors. It's basic concept stuff. I used GIMP, but I suppose you could also learn how to use Photoshop from it. But it's basic. You know, how to use an image editor, how to edit images, how to make images. You know, you might be doing an ebook on Amazon and you want to know how to make an art file or whatever, you know, your ebook cover file. You might want to know how to do that. And maybe you don't know how the image editing software works. You don't know how Photoshop works. You don't know how GIMP works. You don't know how any of these work. Well, guess what? I've got that solved. I've got it done. I've got it. It's pretty much... The videos are already recorded. I just have to go back and edit them, but the whole series is done. And you know, really a beautiful thing about this happened because I've thought about doing this video series for the last several years. Well, of course, in this, you know, tutorial on how to edit photos, you know, make your photographs look better, how to make like a logo, maybe, you know, how to use the program to make a logo. In all this, one of the first pictures that I ever tweaked was a picture of Cape Manzamo? It's the rock that looks like an elephant in Okinawa, out in the ocean. Well, rather than using somebody else's, it's a beautiful picture because it has a very interesting, that area of Okinawa has a very interesting contrast of colors. You know, the ocean is shallow. There's a little bit of a coral shallow reef thingy looking, maybe. I don't know if it's coral reef, but it's shallow and it's a light blue color. It's just beautiful. You got these gray rocks that are just rich. You got green grass, you know. And so it's a beautiful photo for demonstrating how to edit stuff. Well, just over a year or two ago, I actually went to Okinawa and I went to Cape Manzamo. And I took a picture of it. And so I use my own photograph for that rather than somebody else's, which, you know, is better with copyright and ownership, et cetera. And then another thing happened within the last few weeks. I had a buddy that he's an athlete and he took a fun photograph of himself. It's his face and he's looking through his hand like it's a telescope. It's a rich picture. There's a lot in that picture that has a lot of character. And it turned out to be a great photo for editing shadows because his eye is covered up in the shadow. It looks almost flat black. But I show in the series how to edit that shadow out so that you can see right through it clear as day. So, well, see, one of the problems with photographs and even cameras is that the camera, the computer, or even the film is not able to see as much as our eyes are able to see. So we're always selectively, we're only choosing some parts of the light to show as a way of capturing not a moment, but capturing part of a moment. And just how if you're writing a news story about what happened, you have to filter out some of what happened. There are not enough words in the time of infinity to be able to tell everything that happened at a news event. You have to be somewhat selective. You just need to be fair and informative when you do, and hopefully quick so that people can learn the important part about what happened and get on with their lives. Well, photographs are similar, but the part that you're editing out is the edges of the frame. You know, where are you going to show the picture? What are you going to show? What are you going to not show? But it's also about light. Maybe what you're focusing on. Aperture is a really effective focusing tool, by the way. You can make this part blurry and that part focused. Anyhow, I'm getting too much into photography, but part of the work of selecting the elements of a photograph to show is the light. What parts of the light range do you want to see? What parts of the bright sky should just be flat, blaring white? And what should have detail? What parts of shadows should just be plain black or have detail? What parts? What are you going to emphasize in your photo as you capture part of that moment? And part of it is working with light. And so in this series, I talk about that. If you're a novice, if you're a blogger, if you're an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, if you've got images and you want to know how to work with those images and get the basics down, or if you're a beginning college student and you've never done editing software before, you've never worked with Photoshop before, and you're a complete beginner, this is the crash course that shows how computers think about images. And I just have to tell you, I'm so thrilled to finally have it done. If I'd even done it 2 years ago, I wouldn't have the picture from Cape Manzamo or Manzamo. And then I've got this great photo to edit shadows. It happened at the right time. So I was sitting there this morning, and I was looking at these photos I've got, and I was thinking, gee, you know what if it's time to make this photo, this image, you know, tutorial. And I got to thinking, like, why not? Why the heck not? Why not do it right now? Why not do it right now? So I did it right now. It's done. It's ready to go. I just need to do a little bit of final editing touch-ups, but they should be on the InkVerb YouTube channel imminently, possibly by the time you listen to this or shortly thereafter. So it's a 7-part series. So I'm really happy and excited about this. Another thing too, some other things that are culminating. I don't know how the timing on this is going to work out. And I'd love it if it was done last week. I would love it if it was done last year. I'd love it if everything was already done and there was nothing left to do in the whole universe. But that's not how it's supposed to be. So I don't know how this stuff's going to work out, but I've got a number of friends in Taiwan that want to work with me on doing video collaboration stuff. Looks like we could end up having a lot of fun. And another thing too is very soon I should be coming out with a song that I wrote. I really hope one way or another to get the song done this week. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I would really like to get the song done and out there this week in time. It should be about the time I have next week's podcast. I should be able to give you more information about it. No, that's it. It's been a wildly productive week. It's my first full regular non-crazy week at. Oh goodness, I went up to Taipei Friday. That's right, I forgot about that. It was literally a 24-hour day. I woke up at 4 a.m. and went to bed at 4 a.m. the next day. I got good sleep and stuff, but. It was a wild trip. When I travel, I travel. Maybe I'll talk about that, but I think tomorrow, I think I'm going to talk again about China. I'm going to offer some other perspectives on what's you know, is Trump helping Hong Kong? You know, what's he doing? You know, Trump has power. What's Britain doing to help Hong Kong? It's more of a British problem. I'm going to talk about that. I think I'll talk about Taipei. And we'll see what else I decide to ramble on about in the Taiwan special. See you then.